Om Namaste Rudra. Say now. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Uto Taishave Namaha. You know the meaning of this sentence? Salutations to, O Lord, salutations to you, to your anger, to your bow, also to your bow. Is the meaning of the first sentence. What is that? O Lord, driver away of sorrow. Understand now. Rudra means what? Driver away of sorrow. Okay? One who drives away sorrow. Okay. O Rudra, O Lord, salutations to you, manyave to your anger, ushave and also to your bow. First sentence is over. Second sentence. Namaste, namaste, astu dhanvane, bahubhyamutate, namaha. Second hand is what? Salutations to your bow and to your shoulders. Udhe tholukalukkum, udhe villukkum, vanakkum. Udhe kopatrikkum, udhe ambukkum, vanakkum. Umukku, understand how? Very simple, isn't it? Then later on. Then, the auspicious, the most auspicious bow which you are holding in your hand, okay, with and also the quiver which you are holding, the no, may you pacify them, means what? May you weaken their strength. That means what? Please make us happy by them. That is the next prayer.
Yata Ishu Shivatama, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu, Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu, Shiva Sharavya Yata Vataya No Rudram Rudaya, Shiva Sharavya Yata Vataya No Rudram Rudaya.
See these two sentences. Your bow, the auspicious bow you are holding, the auspicious arrow you are holding, the auspicious quiver you are having. Arrow, bow and quiver, isn't it? They go together. They all three of them are auspicious. And with them, you please make us happy. Please make us happy. It means what? Don't use them for our unhappiness. That's the meaning. You know very well. See, Ya Ishuhu Shivatama, Yadanuhu Shivam, Yad Saravya Shiva, Tava, Taya, E Rudra Nahamrudaya. That's the meaning. That is, you can remember the meaning now, okay? Your quiver, your bow, your quiver, Ambratuni, okay, and also your the arrow. With all of them, please make us happy. This is the next prayer. First salutations, then you ask, tell Bhagavan to make you happy with all of them. Have you got the meaning for the first two mantras? Salutations to you, to your anger, to your arrow, to your bow, to your shoulders. Using, with your auspicious bow, arrow and quiver, make us happy. It's the second prayer. It's okay, second mantra.
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini. Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini. Tayanastanu Vashanta Maya Girishanta Bichakashihi. Tayanastanu Vashanta Maya Girishanta Bichakashihi.
Look at the so beautiful this thing. First, what did you say? First, you said salutations to the Lord, to his anger, to his bow, to his arrow, to his shoulders. Then what do you say? O Lord, with your auspicious bow and arrow, bow and quiver, please make us happy. Mudaya. Then what is the next prayer? What is your form? O Lord, your form is there. What is that form? No?
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini.
The most auspicious, beautiful form of thine, which is completely free from all punya papas, apapakashini. which shines, no, the form of the Lord is consciousness. What is Bhagavan's form? The formless form. Formless form is pure, isn't it? So consciousness is taintless. Yesterday we studied, remember. What can go and touch the space? What can touch consciousness? No punyam, no papam, no worship, no angel. Nothing can taint, isn't it? That is why what now? Apapakashini, thy form, which is free from all papa, punya papas, with that form, abhichakashihi. Abhichakashihi means what? Enlighten us. See? With your weapons, make us happy. With your form, enlighten our mind. Abhichakashihi means what? May you reveal thy swarupam to me. Yate rudra shiva tanura ghora papakashini tayanastanu vashantamaya girichantabhichakashihi. There you are calling the Lord by name. Hey Girishanta, hey Rudra, Shiva, no Abhisha, Papapakashini Tanuhu, Taya Abhichakashihi. By that form, with that form, enlighten, reveal thy form to us, thereby enlighten us. Abhichakashihi means may you enlighten. Three prayers are over. Have you got it now? Then he says, Yamishum girishantahaste bibharshastave. Yamishum girishantahaste bibharshastave. The bow arrow which you're holding in your hand, make that arrow auspicious. Shivam, hey Giritra, make that arrow auspicious and please don't hurt us, don't hurt our people and don't hurt my people and my what? My own children, my own people and also people known to me and also all other living beings. We are very generous, okay? We pray for others also. Look at this. We have our own problems. We have to pray for Purushaman Jagat also. Shivam giritratam kurumahigum se Purusham Jagat. Shivam giritratam kurumahigum se Purusham Jagat. That's all, three prayers are over. Is it clear now? See, ya, sa, it comes right to pronoun. That bow which you are holding in your hand, that auspicious quiver which you are holding, that auspicious arrow which you are holding in your hand, with them make us happy. Nahamadaya. Okay, that bow, auspicious arrow which you are holding, with that don't hurt us. Make our people, don't hurt us, don't hurt my people, don't hurt other beings which are with me. Purusham Jagat is the prayer. And then with thy form, enlighten my mind. Look at this. Bhagavan Swarupam alone can enlighten, isn't it? What is that with which our minds will be enlightened? Form. Isn't it? Bhagavan's the actual form. Not the so-called forms, isn't it? Bhagavan's real form is what? Formless form which is pure knowledge alone which will enlighten your mind. So you please show your form and enlighten me. And all other things you have, no? The arrows, bows and all of them. Will please keep them all quiet, so don't make hurt us. Isn't it? Don't make them very active and all that. Don't keep them used, okay? Make them unused. Keep them unused. That's the meaning. Okay, it's okay? We'll chant only once, till then we'll stop. Om Namo... Say no. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha. Namaste Astu Danvane Bahubhyam Utate Namaha. Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Babuvate Danuhu. Shiva Sharavya Yata Vataya No Rudra Mrudaya. Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini Tayanastanu Vashantamaya Girisham Tabichakashihi Yamishum Girisham Tahaste Bibharshastave Shivam Giritratam Kurumahigam Se Purusham Jagat. Okay, we'll stop. Now you know what these mantras mean. Does it make some sense now?
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.